Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now we'll be heading to Cork later as excitement builds ahead of the All-Ireland hurling final. But Padraig, you're starting with another game involving a stick and a ball.
The golf in Porters. Thanks for all the All-Ireland tickets you brought in this morning, by the way. Much appreciated and very generous of you, Justin. Thank you. Play up and running at the Open Championship in Portrush. Huge interest in this event, not just here in Ireland, but all over the world. So we'll return to the course now for a further update from Greg Allen.
Yeah, we're underway for a couple of hours at this stage and there are three Irish players on the course, and already it's clear that in a stiff easterly wind, Portrush is no pushover. But wind can also work to a player's advantage, and we saw that on the par 5 seventh just a few minutes ago when Tom McKibben struck his drive downwind all of 370 yards to set up an eagle 3 with a 17-foot putt. And after two early bogeys in his first three holes, McKibben has now birdied the fifth and eagled the seventh. He's one under par, tied for second place, just one stroke off the leader, and that's his playing partner Nicolai Højgaard, who's two under after seven holes. Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson also just off the lead on one under. Padraig Harrington, who birdied the first, is now back to one over after seven. Darren Clark level par after two holes. And with the wind and then rain that's forecast from late morning, we appear to be in for a pretty challenging day for the 156 players in the field, although these winds are set to ease off a bit in the afternoon when Rory McIlroy is out on the course teeing off at 10 past three. He's been in much better humour these last few weeks after going through a period of reflection after his Masters victory in April. He admitted to having some motivation issues after scaling a personal Everest in his life, as he termed it, but he's been playing well recently, and he had a runner-up finish last week in the Scottish Open, and it really appears that he's got his golf mojo back, so to speak. And why wouldn't that be the case with an event as big as this week to motivate him, an Open Championship in Northern Ireland?
It's taken me, and it hasn't taken me that long. I mean, geez, it's been, you know, 10 weeks or whatever it is. It hasn't been that long, but I think just, and I probably haven't, you know, I've alluded to this, but I probably just didn't give myself enough time to let it all sink in. But that's the nature of professional golf. They do a very good job of keeping you on the hamster wheel, and you feel like it's hard to get off at times. But yeah, it's been an amazing year, and you know, the fact that I'm here, you know, at Portrush with the green jacket, you know, I want to do my best this week to enjoy everything that comes my way and enjoy the reaction of the fans and enjoy being in front of them and playing in front of them. But at the same time, I want to win this golf tournament, and I feel like I'm very capable of doing that.
And obviously motivated, McIlroy underway at 10 past three this afternoon in the company of Justin Thomas and Tommy Fleetwood. And closer to hand, Shane Lowry, the champion from the Open in Royal Portrush in 2019, gets underway alongside the world number one Scottie Scheffler and the 2021 Open champion Colin Morikawa at 9 minutes past 10 this morning. Tom McKibben, incidentally, has just parred the eighth. He had a 12-foot putt for birdie there, which didn't go in. So he now remains tied for second place, one behind Nicolai Højgaard.
Thanks, Greg. A record 8 Irish players will start for the Lions in Saturday's first test against Australia in Brisbane, with 3 more named on the bench. Players from England and Scotland make up the rest of the team, meaning no Wales player will start a Lions test for the first time since the 1890s. The Irish players starting on Saturday morning are Hugo Keenan, James Lowe, Jemison Gibson-Park, Dan Sheehan, Tadhg Furlong, Joe McCarthy, Tadhg Byrne and Jack Conan. Shelburne have made it through to the second qualifying round of the Champions League. They drew 1-1 with Linfield at Windsor Park, winning the tie 2-1 over the two legs. The victory sees Shells progress to a clash with Karabeg of Azerbaijan, and it guarantees them a minimum of €1.7 million. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue was in Belfast, and he got the reaction of Shelburne manager Joey O'Brien.
Delighted to get through. It's always going to be a real tough night up here, and the way the game's sort of ebbed and flowed, to disallow goal, them scoring obviously just before half time, sending off in the second half. We obviously not being able to get that killer goal, really, to kill the tie, kept it alive right to the very death. But here, listen, great achievement. Delighted for everyone at the football club, the players, the staff, everyone in the background. That's what it's all about.
Ali could get in the goal for you, which should have calmed things down, but then to concede that penalty, what was your thoughts?
Yeah, listen, I think it was a penalty, and then obviously we obviously went up the other end and had the workshop play that David McAllister done there during the week. It was a walk the tree, but yeah, with VAR nowadays, you don't get away with anything. So that was a bit of a killer. The lads are a little bit at half time, obviously a little bit probably disappointed, whatever, they had the momentum, but thought he came out second half really, and they put in a real good display.
When they went down to 10 men, were you calmer then? Because it looked like there were a lot of nerves, certainly throughout your team and among your fans for a while.
Ah, yeah, of course, but I thought only we were still a trial. I thought we created plenty of chances on the break, you know, and that's what we wanted. Obviously, we knew later on in the game they were obviously going to have to throw bodies forward and have a real go at it, really. But yeah, I felt we were a threat, and probably should have went on, really. I suppose you're being harsh about it. We probably didn't go on and get that winner, and that was probably the only bad thing of the night, really.
It's worth a huge amount of money. You're going to be involved in Europe now for three ties, at least. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, no, it's great. Listen, that's what it's about. I suppose people in the background, obviously the money and stuff like that, that's to do with them. I said to the boys in there, European football, you can't beat it. When you're done as a player, these are the nights you remember. And as you said, three rounds. But as I said, this, you can't just be happy with this, content with this. We're looking to get group stages. That's the name of the game.
That was Joey O'Brien. This evening, St Patrick's Athletic bring a 1-0 lead to Lithuania for the second leg of their Conference League qualifier against Hegelmann. In the first of the Women's Euros quarterfinals, Italy beat Norway 2-1. England plays Sweden tonight. Ben Healy will wear the yellow jersey at the Tour de France again today as the race heads for the Pyrenees. Healy holds a 29-second lead over Tadej Pogacar. Daniel Coyle, who's riding as an individual at the European Show Jumping Championships in La Coruña, leads the field after a win in the opening speed class with Legacy. The Ireland team of Dennis Lynch, Seamus Hughes-Kennedy, Bertram Allen and Dara Kenny is in seventh place after the opening day, and they'll return to the arena this afternoon. Finally, Kieran Donaghy has stepped down from his coaching role with the Armagh Footballers after 5 years.